And greetings, friends. Welcome to Tomorrow's World program, where we can give you powerful insights into today's news and the prophecies of tomorrow's world. Do you know the specific signs preceding Christ's coming? Do you realize that the Creator God is already beginning to intervene now in human affairs? Do you really want to understand what lies just ahead and be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? We at Tomorrow's World are able to give you genuine understanding of your future and the future of your nation. Stay tuned. My friends, do you realize that 1/4 of your Bible is devoted to prophecy? That's a lot of space. Very few talk about prophecy. Why aren't you hearing more about this vital part of the inspired Word of God? Hey, you may say, who gives you the right to understand these things? Who gives you the right to be right? The great God of the universe, that's who. He has said in His Bible that He does reveal His truth to His servants, the prophets. He does reveal somewhere on earth what's going to happen. And He's going to do that at the time of the end. Somewhere on this earth, God will have true ministers. They will understand. They will be able to help you to understand the real meaning of these times. Notice what Jesus Christ said. Check up on me. Look this up in your Bible if you have one handy. A lot of people say, the Bible says, the Bible says. And sometimes the Bible does not say that at all, frankly. So check up on everybody, my friends. I'm just giving you that warning. Check up on all the other guys and check up on us here. We challenge you to do that. Find out what the Bible does say. Turn to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16 in your Bible, the inspired Word of God, verse 1. The Pharisees and Sadducees came, testing Jesus, and asked Him that He would show them a sign from heaven. And He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites! You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Why don't we understand the bits and pieces of world news that are actually prophetic, but many don't know how to connect the dots? We on this program are living in a time when we understand what's happening, and we do understand how to connect the dots. The atom bomb that obliterated Hiroshima was a powerful prelude to these end times, my friends. The first time in history now, mankind could destroy itself. That is very bad news as you think about that bomb. But the gospel of Jesus Christ contains good news about the coming kingdom of God, which will bring genuine peace and joy to this world. What you need to realize is that the gospel, the word gospel means good news, but that gospel of Christ is prophetic. Turn to Revelation chapter 19 in your Bible. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's when Christ comes back. He'll marry His true church. These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at His feet to worship Him. Here John, this great apostle, was so taken with this powerful spirit being, he started to worship Him. But the angel said, see that you do not do that. Don't do that. Don't worship angels. Don't worship so-called saints. Don't worship anybody except God. I am your fellow servant, your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is, notice, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes, Christ's words are about prophecy, and His testimony is about prophecy. Not all of it, but a lot of it involves prophecy. He inspired the whole Bible, not just the Gospels. And when you understand that Christ is the Word, you know that He spoke the Word during His human ministry, and this is the inspired Word. So John then continues writing, beginning in verse 11, and this is what Christ is revealing. He is the revealer in the book of Revelation, as you read in the very first few verses. Then I saw heaven opened, John writes, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. This is the true Jesus Christ of the Bible. He's not supposed to be pictured as some helpless little baby away in a manger. He is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. That's the way he is now. And yet the world tries to make him look like some helpless little baby. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no one knew except himself. And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, showing his sacrifice for our sins. And his name is called the Word of God. He is the Word. He is the Revelator. He inspired these words. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen and white and clean, followed him on white horses. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. The nations of this world are hard-headed. They're not willing to listen to God. You probably figured that out by now. They're not listening. Christ is going to help them listen. He will soften their hard heads. Frankly, friends, when you understand it, he's going to soften their hard heads in love, so they will understand. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And on his robe and on his thigh, a name is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank God, Christ is coming back quickly to this earth. He is coming. And down in verse 19, John says, I saw the beast, this coming powerful dictator who's rising even now, when you understand affairs, is going to be rising soon at least, over in Europe. He saw the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against Christ. And then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. There's going to be a great false prophet working with this coming dictator in this whole revived Roman system at the time of the end. And the Bible talks about it over and over, and we make that plain on this program and in our booklet so you can understand. Who is this false prophet? Who is this beast? Let the Bible interpret the Bible. And read the whole Bible and see what it actually says. Some of you may be amazed. To order the free booklet we will be offering today, note and write down the telephone number displayed on your TV screen. Now turn to Luke 21. The disciples asked Jesus, Teacher, when will these things be, and what sign will be when these things are about to take place? And he said, Take heed that you're not deceived, for many, not a few, many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near, therefore don't go after them. These people that just talk about him, but don't preach his message. But when you hear of wars and commotions, don't be terrified. These things must come first, but the end will not come immediately. Well, there have been wars down through the last 2,000 years. Then he said, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom, meaning a different Greek word here, meaning alliances of nations or world wars, kingdom against kingdom. So that's the next thing, wars and then world wars. And we've just experienced World War I and World War II. And there will be great earthquakes, not small earthquakes, great earthquakes in various places, a number of places all over the earth. And then there will be famines. So there's going to be a tremendous lack of food such as you have never experienced. Think about it. And pestilences, disease epidemics. And even now the avian flu may be starting to arrive in the Western world. We don't know how catastrophic that's going to be. And then there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Fearful sights. And he described those terrible things. He says in verse 25, There will be signs in the sun and moon and in the stars and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity and the sea and waves roaring. The Asian tsunami was almost unprecedented in its force and in the horrifying destruction it brought. and the effects of Hurricane Katrina are still being felt in New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast of America. They're just a prelude of what is going to happen at the very time of the end. But if you understand and truly seek God, you can lift up your heads. Notice verse 28. He said, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." Our Father in heaven loves you, and if you are willing to truly seek Him and obey Him, to seek the God of the Bible and say, "Father, I want to understand. Please help me understand and do your will." If you have that attitude, He wants to give you His protection, His guidance, and His love in the traumatic years just ahead, and they are beginning to happen. He wants you and me to be willing to come out of this world and truly obey our Maker and let the Jesus Christ of the Bible live His life within us through the Holy Spirit. Again, our Father in heaven truly loves us, for God is love. At this point, my friends, I want to offer you one of the most popular booklets. It is really one of the most popular booklets, perhaps the most popular we've ever offered, ever printed. This truly stirring booklet is entitled, as you see, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. It will be sent absolutely free. This booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, will give you specific signs to watch for immediately preceding Christ's return. Then you will not be receiving one or two vague indications from various sources of the end. You will have an entire series of specific events to watch for. 14 signs announcing Christ's return is truly a powerful tool to help you understand the end times. So call or write today and request your free copy of this booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Just ask for the booklet on 14 signs. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now, my friends, back to our topic, signs of the second coming. Notice again Luke 21. Turn to Luke 21 in your own Bible and follow me. Check up on me, as I've said. Luke 21, we were going through the Olivet Prophecy, and we come down here to verse 28. Jesus said, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads. You don't need to be discouraged, because your redemption draws near." And He spoke to them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they're already budding, you see, that, and know for yourselves that summer is near. So you likewise, when you see all these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation, the generation when these things begin to happen, will by no means pass away till all things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Notice again, Luke 21, verse 8. He said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name." They're going to represent Christ, but they're going to be false prophets. Jesus said several times that many false prophets would come using His name. That is, they're not talking about some makeup God off somewhere. They're talking about Jesus Christ. They come in His name. Notice 2 Thessalonians now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. "We ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or be troubled. Don't be upset by false ideas, even by a spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, false letters were already circulating claiming to come from Paul as though the day of Christ had come. No, Christ was not going to come in that generation. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away. The Greek word here is apostasia, the great falling away, the great apostasy comes. And the man of sin is revealed. There's going to be at the very end a great false religious leader revealed, the man of sin and the son of perdition, or the son of destruction, as he is also called, because this false religion brings about tremendous suffering when you understand it. Tremendous suffering and anguish and destruction. So this is one of the religious signs to watch for at the end of the age. This man who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, he takes titles that ought to belong to Jesus Christ and Him alone, or to God the Father, or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God. He sits in a kind of a godly manner as though he's virtually God himself in the temple of God, some temple, some great religious edifice, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. At the time of the end, this great false prophet, frankly, there's been a man like that for some time, but the final one is going to perform awesome miracles just before Christ returns. Notice, for the mystery, it's called a mystery, it's a mystery system. The mystery of lawlessness. My friends, is he talking about the traffic laws? They had ox carts and donkeys back there. He's not talking about the traffic laws. He's talking about God's spiritual law of the Ten Commandments. And Satan, working through false ministers, has invented a whole system whereby people just focus on the name of Christ, or they'll talk about the Virgin Mary, or they'll talk about saints, or they'll talk about all kinds of stuff, except the message that Christ preached. Christ said, if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. Matthew 19, verse 17. When the young man came asking how to enter the kingdom of God, he always taught obedience to that way of life. Live that way of life. Certainly Christ has to be your Savior, and He has to get inside of you through the Holy Spirit once you've repented and give you the help to overcome, to grow, and to live the right way of life. But people come up with all kinds of stuff to get rid of that basic message that Christ is trying to produce within us His righteous character. And so this man will come along, a mystery of lawlessness. The lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Christ is going to destroy this man, but he's going to first be working great miracles, this great false prophet. He's going to come according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. This false prophet and his followers will exalt this man above all that is called God, your Bible says, and give him titles that belong to God and belong to Christ alone. Who is this man? Back in Deuteronomy 13, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13, and remember, the Bible is the revelation of the mind of God. And the same principle applies here today. He says, if a prophet arises or a dreamer of dreams and gives wonders, and even if it comes to pass, but the man says, go after other gods, go after a false way of life, don't listen to that prophet or dreamer of dreams. For the eternal your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. Do you really want to obey the God of the Bible? Test these guys. You shall walk after the eternal your God and fear him and keep his commandments, that way of life, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. That's what God warns. Back in Isaiah chapter 8, we find another warning. Isaiah 8 and verse 19. When they say to you, seek to those mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, go to these seances and these people that deal in horoscopes and all this weird stuff, you'll find the answer is, no, you won't. You may be in touch with demons. They'll have bits and pieces of information, but you'll be led astray from the whole purpose of human existence. He says, to the law and to the testimony, verse 20, if they do not speak according to this word in the Bible, it is because there is no light in them. They do not understand, and they will lead you astray. Get it. Don't follow these false prophets at all. Back in Revelation 13, we find the description of this great false prophet at the time of the end. Notice Revelation 13. He says, then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. Who's the lamb? Jesus Christ. He looks very religious, and he speaks like the dragon. Who is the dragon? Well, he's described, of course, here in this book, Revelation 12, verse 9. The dragon is Satan, the devil. So he speaks the message of the devil, although he looks very religious. And he, this coming false prophet, exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth, he's not the one that does the ruling, but he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast. That's the Roman system and this coming dictator that's over it, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, just like 2 Thessalonians 2 told us. This coming false prophet at the end performs great signs, not small signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Wow, he's going to have tremendous power. Are you going to be deceived by this man? He deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. This is not some small, unconnected, independent preacher out somewhere, some odd guy that has never been known about before. This man will have been known. He will have been part of a great system, and he's going to point people toward this great revival of the Roman Empire. These are events, my friends, are coming within your lifetime, most of you, within this generation. Understand, listen, and heed. Again, my friends, be sure to call now to request your free copy of our very timely booklet, very timely and very important, entitled 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This booklet goes into even greater detail than I can on this short program. This booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return, will give you specific signs to watch for immediately preceding Christ's return. Then you won't be relying on just vague indications. You will have an entire series of events to watch for. 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return is a tool to help you understand these end times. Request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet on 14 signs. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, notice very quickly, because we're running out of time, folks, but notice quickly a key event in the Middle East to watch for. I'm telling you what to watch. So notice Daniel 11 and verse 40. And the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him. He's talking here in this whole prophecy about the king of the north, this coming European revival of the Roman Empire. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, many ships. He'll enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through, and he'll enter the Holy Land. There's going to be a final battle between these Arab North African nations getting together in some kind of confederation and the coming revival of the Roman Empire. Watch for this. This man is called the King of the South. Some have said he's over in Iran. He's not in Iran. He's the King of the South. Iran is northeast of Jerusalem. So watch for this confrontation with some kind of confederation involving probably Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, some of those other nations, fighting and provoking, perhaps by cutting off the oil, of this coming European Roman revival. Notice this. This is going to happen, and something that will be very exciting to watch for as one of the final times, final events before the end. Then chapter 12, at that time, the time of the end, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over your people, he says, and there'll be a time of trouble right then, the great tribulation, a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. But at that time, your people will be delivered. And he says in verse 3, those who are wise shall shine like the sun, he says, in brightness. And those who are turned many to righteousness like the stars forever. God's true saints will be resurrected. Those involved in turning many to righteousness will be rewarded forever. God speed that day. And may God help you to understand and respond and to seek God's kingdom, to get involved in helping others understand the times they're living in. So be sure to write for our truly and awe-inspiring, frankly, booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Just ask for the booklet on 14 signs. You truly need this booklet. It will be sent absolutely free upon your request. So call right now before you forget. And be sure to tune in every week, my friends, to Tomorrow's World television program. On this program, you will gain precious information available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the truly exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.